absolutely great to be with you this morning. And I know, Ivan, I was really excited. You know why? In the first part of the worship here, I felt so strongly to pursue the topic of guidance and trust. And then John got up, and that was exactly the topic. And I felt really that is where we are going this morning. And praise God for that. This is only God who does that. And I really think God wants to do something to encourage every individual. Now, I will do it in a different way. I share a bit from my life story, and I will put it in the context of what we're going to read. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, very well-known verses, very, very powerful verses. And we're going to look at them. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Lord, we pray now that you are going to speak to our hearts, that you may help us to put these verses into practice, in Jesus' name. I got saved when I was 15 years of age, and I had a very dramatic salvation, and I'm not going into that, but my life was changed overnight, 180 degrees. And not long after, I knew one day I'm going to be a missionary or an evangelist or something like that. I didn't know at that stage, but I knew it in my heart. It will happen. And when I was 20, I went to the military service in Switzerland. It was, you know, compulsory. You had to go. And I did go. And the desire grew so, so deep to go into the mission field in Africa. And it was so strong, the desire in my heart. I was working in the bank. I remember several times I was in front of that computer and my mind was in Africa on the mission field. Can you imagine? It was so bad. I couldn't concentrate sometimes at some stages. And then I went to the military service and I just thought, when I will come home, God opens a door. Because this is not natural to have such a strong desire to go to Africa. I thought there must be the Spirit of God. And the pastor at that stage said, well, unfortunately, there's no door which opened. And my world broke. I was totally frustrated. I was so disappointed. I mean, it was such a heavy blow in my life. I didn't understand it. You see, I didn't understand it. What did we read? We read here, and lean not on your own understanding. Because if you lean on your own understanding, you have got your ideas. This is the direction. This is the way how it should go. And if it doesn't happen, the world breaks totally down in front of you. Now, after that, it took me a long time to recover. Just a few months later, was it years? I can't remember. It seemed like years anyway. God really worked among the youth in our church back home. God has poured out a spirit of prayer as I've never experienced it before. We prayed every day for hours. And we had such an anointing in prayer. It was absolutely marvelous. And that's where God started to speak into our lives and what is going to happen in the future. And I tell you some things, I found it really hard to believe. And when I looked at my life at that stage, I thought, how can that be? You know? And then something else happened. Just a few years later, I was 24 by then, I knew I need to go and learn English. Okay? Now, what does my understanding say? It says, you need to go to England to learn English. Doesn't it? Well, this is what I wanted to do, because I wanted to. I knew I need the language of English in order to fulfill the ministry in the future. And I knew if I talked it over with my pastor, he would say, why don't you go to Bible college? And then you've got both. And I didn't know, I didn't want to go to Bible college. The only reason why was because I sincerely was afraid that I would lose this spirit of prayer, and I didn't want to come out of, with a big head of Bible college and a small heart, and that's why I didn't want to go. And then I talked it over with my pastor. I tried to direct the conversation in a direction that he wouldn't come to the idea to send me to Bible college. The first thing he said, why don't you go to Bible college and then you have got both? And I thought, okay, I'll pray about it, but I thought in the back of my mind, no way, I will not go there. Then I prayed and I fasted for that, and I was sitting once by sunset on a bench, and I prayed and God spoke, go to Bible college. What? I couldn't believe it. It was God's will. You know, it was the absolutely amazing thing. And this seems to be a pattern through my life. In that moment, when God spoke, I received such a joy to go there. It's incredible. I cannot explain it to you. It was literally like a change of heart. This was exactly the same thing when I got saved. I wanted to pursue my career in athletics. I wanted to participate at the Olympic Games. The very moment I gave my heart to Jesus, that just disappeared. The desire just left me. This is literally like a drug addict who got free in 1 second. Then I went to Bible college. We agreed 1 year, and it was tough at first few weeks because I didn't understand them at all. I did not, when the Scots were talking, literally, I did not even understand the word yes or no. I didn't understand it. And I thought to myself, how on earth will I cope here for the next year? I can't understand the word. And then, just after a few weeks, I thought, this is fantastic. What we were taught here. I thought, wow. I tell you honestly, you can ask Donna, I was the happiest student. It was so good. And then I wanted to stay another year, 2 years. And after that, I did work another year for the faith mission. And when you think about that now, I was in the UK instead of Africa. Now, at graduation, literally at graduation, Donna asked me if I want her dad to take a picture when the diploma is handed over, because there was nobody there from Switzerland. And and somebody heard that, and he said to me, oh, you never know, he may become your future father-in-law. And I said, no way. You know, there was nothing between Donna and me at that stage, nothing. And literally 3-4 days later, I was on the phone texting somebody. I was sitting on a chair in the college hall. Donna was passing by, and God spoke to me and said, this is the one. So, wow. I couldn't believe it like that. Just like that. In that very moment, I got a love for Donna. And then I went home, back home to Switzerland, and I found out my mom was dying with cancer. I didn't know that. I saw her she was actually in Africa on the mission field with my dad, for having been there for a year. And I said, come back to Switzerland straight away. I saw her for the last 16 days, and she was so bright for God. It was just absolutely amazing. When I looked at her, I've never seen something like that before. A dead bundle in front of me, literally. And then I didn't know, should I share with her about Donna or not? Because I only lived on promises at the moment, and nothing worked out. I mean, nothing seemed to be realistic, because we have spread away. Graduation is behind us. Everybody goes his own way. How can that be? So I decided, no, I won't tell her. It's a bit of unbelief in there, isn't it? So, and then 2 years later, I mean, she died after 16 days. Well, I need to really shorten everything, otherwise we don't get through. But God gave me a lot of different confirmations that Donna is the right one. I mean, this is now 2 years later. I was really, I was really worried that because she didn't know anything about it, and I was really worried that she has found another one in the meantime, and I really wanted her, and I knew she was the right one, and I really prayed. I need to tell you that story as well, actually, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. But I really prayed after the Lord said, 5 minutes before the Bangkok convention we went, God said again, and I won't take her away from you. So I lived on all these promises. And then just a few days or weeks later, the Faith Mission asked me if I want to take over that project to lead the team there. It was a new one, and I would have loved to do it. I would have loved to do it. And then I came to the point where I had to make the biggest decision since I got saved. And that was because my church asked me to come home now because I've been away for 3 years, or just leave the church and do your own thing. And I thought, well, I think I need to really leave because this is the direction God leads me, I thought. Because I knew she was the right one, and I knew I would love to do this project. And then I prayed with my friend so deep. We really cried out to God with all our hearts, and God spoke, go back to Switzerland. I could not believe it. What? That doesn't make sense whatsoever. Nothing makes sense anymore. Again, and lean not on your own understanding. We are prone to that. Now, I went to Switzerland. What can you else do? In the plane, I felt such a peace of God. I knew I was in the center of the will of God. I knew that. Here, I knew it. Up here, nothing made sense. And then I also knew it is going to be a tough year. I knew that too. And it was very, very tough. I wanted to go back into banking, but at that stage, the economical situation was that the people were released from the bank. And I tried to find things, and I had a huge financial struggle. And it was so bad. In February, I could not live any longer. And I made an appointment with my pastor to talk over my future. And in that very moment, we were sitting at the table. Out of 365 days, in that very moment when we talked about my future because I didn't know what to do anymore, a letter came by the postman, and it was a letter from the Faith Mission asking the church if they could send me back to the Faith Mission. And from then on, all the doors opened up. I totally ruled out to go back again to the Faith Mission to come to the UK again. And in that moment, everything went up, all the barriers. And I went back. Now, this is 2 years later, after the incident there in the hallway. And then I met Donna again. And it was her parents were at the graduation party because they graduated at that stage. And Donna traveled up from England to Edinburgh. And then we had a kind of like a bonfire. And we sang songs and things around it. And then after that, it's the first time I talked to Donna since a long time. And I said to her, I've got something for you in the library. And we went to the library, and she thought, well, probably a book or so. And at that stage, she was coughing. She had some cough problems at that stage. She coughed and coughed. And I wanted to say, would you like to become my wife? And she said, hang on a minute. I don't know why. Maybe that made her cough. And I gave her a letter, and she also thought, kind of, this is now where you should really listen to her story as well, maybe another time. And then took her a while, I think, I can't remember, 2-3 months, to say yes. I don't blame her. You need to think about that, you know. And the rest was history. So now I'm in England, and I work for the Faith Mission for 12 years. And instead of where I thought to be in Africa, I was in the UK. Again, it's because trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I really believe every single one in here, we need to not only read it, but we need to really actively believe it. And then we come to verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You see, if you really believe, if you believe God has got his hand upon my life situation where I am in right now,
It doesn't matter if you feel like that. I tell you, or very often, or most of the times, I didn't feel like God had everything in hand in my life. It didn't. But when I looked back, I thought, wow, that is amazing. And He really does. No matter in what situation you are right now, no matter what problems you have, I tell you, really, if you believe this, acknowledge Him in that very situation, and He really will direct your paths. You see, what we read in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. If you love God, all things work together. Again, look at this word all. Isn't that amazing? That here, it is just found as it is. It is all. Nothing else. All. Like here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Isn't it amazing? And then here, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. All. That means all. Everything. To be honest, I just found it out right now. But isn't that amazing? And I think we need to really live like that. And now, since a few years, God showed us we will soon take a new direction. And especially last year, I knew it's going to be very, very soon. And then I thought, well, maybe I go and work for a church or something else. Again, the understanding comes in straight away. Isn't that bad in one way? Straight away, the understanding comes and becomes alive. Right? I didn't know how it's going to happen. But then I got a phone call that was last autumn. And a good friend of mine who prayed a lot for me too, he said this to me. Why don't you step out in faith? Because if you want to experience God doing big miracles, you also need to live according to that you actually believe it. You can't just preach about it and actually not live it. You see, this is always a two-way. What you say, what you believe, you also need to live according to it. I'll tell you just a very practical example. We were looking for a house since January to rent, and we just didn't find anything. Nobody wanted us. I mean, I don't blame them. And that went on for months, and we got rejections here and there. I didn't take it personally, you know, it's not a problem. But we couldn't find anything. And then it came to the point where we had to make a decision. Well, we need to now resign from this house and just literally step out in faith, hoping God will give us an accommodation before we are out. Otherwise, it will be 10th Road 7. But then, literally after we have resigned our present accommodation, just a few days after that, another one. No, actually, two came up. So we could choose. But you know what? I really felt God wanted us to take that step of faith, to do first, and then He will do. You see? And this is throughout the whole Bible. This is like that. Throughout our lives, we can't just talk. We believe God. We trust God. This is just talk. We need to live according to that, what we say. And with that, I mean, we need to actively and consciously believe it and do steps toward what we actually believe. And God will not let you down in whatever situation you're in now. Now, then I will introduce quickly to what we are going to do, what we really believe God has put on our hearts